it will have an impact on the commercial fishing industry and the seafood industry. I think I've got two or three pages of trends here that I could reiterate that reinforce some of the reasons why salmon farming and the consumption of fresh seafood is definitely on the increase. Some of the major factors, some of the big restaurants in the large metropolitan areas are beginning to put fresh seafood items on their year-round menus, and I think that aquaculture is probably that has caused that change. It's a direct result of fresh, high-quality salmon year-round. And of course, many of those salmon are farm fish. I believe that by increasing the continuity of supply, we've actually increased the market's reliance on fresh seafood. I know there's been several comments made about the issue of saturation, and it might seem logical that increasing the supply of a particular seafood item will at some point create oversaturation or oversupply. But there are some trends that are indicating otherwise. I think a good example of that is in the catfish farming industry, where they've experienced recent dramatic growth in the last 10 years. They're now producing about 200 million pounds of catfish each year, and yet they continue to import catfish and support a very healthy commercial catfish harvesting industry, and the price is going up. It's frustrating to me because in California they're getting more for catfish than I am for salmon. One significant change here, one customer last year, Church's Fried Chicken, contracted to purchase 1/4 of the nation's total production of farmed catfish. That was 50 million pounds. I think this opportunity would not have been possible without the consistency of supply and the reliability that's provided by aquaculture. And of course, the catfish industry is planning to double by 1990 to meet anticipated demand. I think fish farming in general can provide for these kinds of opportunities that to date have not actually existed. I think we've expanded the marketplace by introducing high quality salmon to new customers. We have wholesalers that are telling us that we're actually expanding their markets for fresh frozen products because the quality of our product is so high. I think any market expansion using cultured salmon is definitely going to increase the demand for all salmon, not just for farmed salmon. I question the threat that farmed salmon will force commercially harvested salmon out of the marketplace. I think that's fairly remote. I think the when we consider the size of the total fish market, and probably even more significantly the size of the total meat market, I don't see that in the near term. We have to look at the major shift, the health food trends away from red meat into the chicken and fish areas. I just think the demand for products from both the salmon fisherman and the salmon farmer are increasing. If there's one area where the farmers are challenging the fishermen, it is in the quality of our products. And I think we just have to emphasize that both suppliers must do everything possible to improve the quality for the whole industry. The markets are definitely expanding for high-quality fresh and fresh frozen products. I think the availability of high-quality aquaculture products year-round will help to secure the markets for products supplied during the commercial fishing season. I think there are opportunities for participation in aquaculture by companies and individuals currently involved in fish farming and in the seafood industry. Again, we can take a look at Norway as one example of this. Fishermen there have become an integral part of the salmon farming industry. Some have become growers, others are fishing for industrial species to supply raw materials for fish feeds. Other possible areas of participation include transporting feeds and smolts and personnel to remote sites. In Japan, 25% of the commercially harvested fisheries goes to aquaculture industry for feed. They have whole districts there working cooperatively in integrated fishing and fish farming projects. Brokers here in the United States are using a combination of commercially caught fish and aquaculture products to supply year-round markets, and I've talked to many brokers who would love a crack at my product just so they can build a comprehensive marketing program around a year-round supply product. There are limited opportunities for investment in existing fish farming operations now, and of course there are virtually unlimited opportunities for new sites. I think groups of fishermen might consider pooling resources to pursue either of these options.
Mr. Swecker, could I interrupt for a moment?
Yes.
We're just about running out of time on the teleconference network, so I'd like to ask you to please wrap it up here in the next couple minutes. And I have one question that I'd like you to respond to if you could. What's your total investment in your farm?
Well, a lot of it was just hard work. We did it all pretty much by our own labor the first 5 or 6 years, and then after that, of course, we started hiring people. But by the time we take the dollars and reinvest them back into the company and turn them over several times, we have a facility here that's probably worth something in the neighborhood of $600,000. But it was all done with the original $5,000 just turned over. A little help from the bank.
Thank you. Do you have any concluding comments?
Well, I just think it's important to emphasize that, you know, that aquaculture products and fisheries products can be combined into a mutually compatible product if we use them the right marketing strategy. I hate to see people take them and use them as necessarily being competitive. I think without the continuity of the aquaculture products, I think any commercial fishing state or area is going to suffer. But with aquaculture products, I think they can find some major advantages.
Thank you very much, Mr. Swecker. I appreciate your patience in waiting this long. We really appreciated your testimony. I think that helps give us a little bit of feeling for how a small to mid-sized farm could get off the ground. Thank you very much, sir.
Yes.
Okay.
Are you still on?
Yeah.